It's Dick Toledo, and I want to thank you guys for downloading, streaming, and sharing all of our HMS podcasting content. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by our friends at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Check out their new and used inventory online at chapmandodge.com. And while you do that, have you realized that you're sick of your house yet? Tired of being cooped up every weekend? How about getting away, far away, to where people aren't, like up in the high country? Well, if I've learned one thing in working with a Jeep lover for 20 years, it's that when you want to leave people behind, there's only one thing that'll get you there. The off-road machine, a Jeep. And right now at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on the rolling definition of go big or go home during Jeep Adventure Days. Happening now. Visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 in Indian School or simply do it all online at chapmandodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more and enjoy today's HMS podcasting content.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Just about that time for Brady to give you the delightful Brady Report, brought to you by our friends at Hooters and Coors Light. Brady, what day is it?
Wings Day.
That's right. It's Wings Day. Every Wednesday is Wings Day, and you can go over to Hooters and grab wings. $15.99 per person for all-you-can-eat wings on Wings Day. And you know how I feel about Wings Day, Brady, don't you?
Yeah.
Wings Day! You get yourself a Wings Day deal and wash it down with some ice-cold Coors Light, and then look around and say, hey, Hooters, Coors Light. Thanks for bringing me the Brady Report. Brady Report it.
Good Wednesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
And with those wings, throw some guacamole on there. It's National Guacamole Day.
I'm starting to really like guacamole. I'm only about 4 years into guacamole, but I am a fan.
Really?
But on your chicken wings?
Sure. I told you the story once about Thomas Wells. He put guacamole on his chicken wings. So Thomas Wells, my Scottish friend, comes over to my house. And Thomas always, he doesn't understand American football. And he always says, are you having a football party this weekend? Are you having the guys over for the matches? I said, yeah, Thomas, there's going to be some people. What time's the matches start? Like 10 in the morning. I'll be by for the match. Stop calling them matches. So about 1 o'clock, my dad brought over a bunch of hot wings from this place by his house, and it was fantastic. So Thomas comes over after everybody leaves. There's some wings left, and I'm like, do you want to watch more afternoon matches? Yes, I'll watch afternoon matches with you. Is your thrower still good or is he terrible? Your thrower always seems to throw to the wrong team. It's like he's not a thrower. He's a quarterback. So I'm like, I'm going to go in and pee. I'm like, help yourself to whatever. These wings are fantastic. He goes, I leave and I come back. And Thomas is laying in the grass crying, like sobbing.
What in the hell are those wings?
I'm like, what are you talking about? I dipped that in the guacamole. And I've never burned more. It's the most oppressive heat I've ever felt in my life. And he's sobbing in my back. Like, tears are flying out of his eyes. I'm like, that's not guacamole, you idiot. That's wasabi. He took one wing and just globbed it on there and hammered a massive amount of it. And I'm like, oh, it's the worst guacamole I've ever had. It's not guacamole, you idiot. Stupid immigrant.
Oh, I hate you so much, John. I hate you. You did that on purpose. You put out hot guacamole knowing I'd dip my wing in it.
Did you say wing? And then that was right on the heels of the time I tried to torch him in the Volkswagen, because I had that rental Volkswagen. And I noticed the that the seat heaters right. would get up to about 225 degrees, pretty high.
Jesus.
So it was 112, and Thomas and I are going to play golf out in Fountain Hills. So he comes to my house, which is central.
All right, Johnny, let's go.
Hop in there. I turned the seat heater on. All full blast. We're halfway down Shea.
Oh, my God, it's hot out. Impressive.
Like, we're going to have a tough day, aren't we?
Oh, it's so. Is your seat still warm from sitting outside?
And I'm like, no, mine's all right. It's all right.
Mine's hot.
Like, yeah, is it? Driving along, I'm doing everything I can not to just drop dead laughing.
Oh, it's so hot.
Like, Thomas, I don't think we're going to make it through the day if you're already hot. You're in an air-conditioned car.
My seat is on fire.
I'm like, Thomas, I don't know what's wrong. I don't know why it won't cool down. And he's perching now. His feet are up on the seat.
Maybe there's something wrong with
we're
him.
We're blazing down Shea.
I can't. I swear to God, I'm getting in the back seat. Something's wrong with this thing. It's oppressively hot.
And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. And we've got another 10 minutes of driving at least, and I'm done. Inside, I'm just laughing.
I can't, Johnny, I can't do it. If it's going to be this hot all day, I don't know what's going on. My body temperature is about 114 Celsius.
I don't know what to tell you, buddy. And then he looked and he saw the three little lights and he goes, oh, you bastard.
You turn that seat heater on in this giant German oven.
Like, oh, it's a Volkswagen. They do a lot with heat.
Great heaters.
They make great heaters. Oh, I hate you. You oppressed me the entire drive. We'll go back to your house for some matches.
Yeah, eat the guacamole. So happy guacamole day to my friend Thomas Wells.
Guacamoles in the 1500s were Aztecados. And then 1833, is when they first were in Florida. Avocado trees were first planted in Florida. 3 years later, cultivated in California.
Huh?
And by 1935, the Hass is born. Rudolph Hass originates the term Hass avocado after purchasing a seedling from a farmer. Today, Hass is the most popular avocado variety in America.
Don't care. Just don't muck it up with too much of the red dots.
I don't know if there's a different taste or not.
There are.
Is there?
Oh, yeah. There's bad guacamole.
Well, I know there's bad guacamole. I'm talking about the avocado itself.
Yeah. Oh, it's too hot sometimes. It's occasionally oppressively warm. If it's green, it's guacamole.
Got a couple of baseless fun facts. Every letter in English is silent in at least one word, except for the letter V.
Wow. Somebody never did silent. Some work. V is never silent.
Yep.
Wow. Well, I'm not going to try to outthink that. Wow. Okay.
We all currently have hemorrhoids. They're just not inflamed.
Let me see. Come here. I don't believe it. I don't believe you. Let me see. Present your ass to me. Swell it up. I know I do. I don't have any painful ones right now, but yeah.
Yeah, I guess everyone has them.
Look, I've got Schnebly Road going up when I'm doing some cleaning. I'm like, that's not a smooth road. I'm telling you.
You brought it up.
I don't know why you got to get all uppity.
I didn't know this fun fact that we all have hemorrhoids.
We all have hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
Some of us
I'm just glad mine hold at bay then.
Yeah, for now.
Oxford University in England is older than the Aztec Society.
Hemorrhoids aren't that bad unless they get real bad. You get one and it's kind of almost funny. Maybe a little odd. It feels like a baby's pinky touching your butt all the time. Which I imagine. Let me rephrase it.
Yeah.
I imagine that's what it feels like. I don't have anything to compare that to except that one baby.
So Oxford became a university in 1249. The Aztecs originated in 1325.
Oxford wins. Screw you, Aztecs. Oxford won, Aztecs nothing.
Trouncing.
That's a killer. You outlasted the Aztecs.
50 years. The most common street in the U.S. is
Elm.
Second Street.
Ah, well, see, I didn't know we were including numbers.
The theory is that a town will name its first street First Street or Main Street.
Or Central or Main, yeah. But we have Central and First Streets. So we go down to zero.
Yeah.
Like Central is zero road.
And then break it up.
Should be.
Streets
zero.
And ads.
It should be. Yeah, it should
yeah,
be that.
Start at zero.
The prime.
Yeah.
A couple of coronavirus stories. A guy in England was spotted using an unusual mask, his boa wrapped around his face, riding a train. And
that's his corona mask?
Yeah. Wow. People were taking pictures of it.
Work?
And saying, no.
No. Dr. Fauci's not a fan?
Yeah.
I don't think using snakes is a great idea.
Way more cats have coronavirus than we think. New study in China tested 102 cats, found 15 of them had coronavirus antibodies, which would suggest they have beat the virus.
Good job, cats. Thanks a lot for kicking the memo over our way.
So he's supposed to suck cat blood are we supposed to do? Vampire?
Eat catnip.
Yeah, you go to a wet market and you get some tabby.
Odd how it all comes back.
It worked out so good the first time.
That's right. Your wet market started it and fixed it.
A line of
bats to cats. It's even alphabetical.
A line of hand sanitizer called Leah Free is being recalled after they accidentally printed edible alcohol on the bottle.
Yeah. It all is.
They need to recall the hand sanitizer we got in the break room.
That
there.
Stuff is tequila. Whew. I'm convinced you can. If you put that under the nose of a blindfolded man and say, what do you prefer, this tequila or this? They would drink that hand sanitizer, and it would take them a second to recognize they didn't have it. That is, and they have them. And can we get, by the way, can we get one hand sanitizer pump that doesn't shoot the hand sanitizer out onto my hand and then directly onto my balls? I look like I pissed my pants.
It's an N-word spray.
N-word? My God.
Whoa, N-word.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh my God, man. Take a break. Oh, that thing's an N-word. Oh, my God.
Man, you guys.
Well, you got your addiction. Problem.
Thanks, Brennan. Yeah.
N-word spray.
N-word.
You tell them, Brady. Ohio University on display.
Thanks, Tommy.
What the hell just happened?
It's an N-word.
Opposed to outward.
All right.
Next time use that.
Anyway,
opposite of outward.
All I'm saying is I'm tired of having the Aleutian Islands on my pants because every time I try to squirt that stuff in my hands, it bounces and hits me. It gives me splatter marks. I don't call it the N-word, but I am frustrated by it. It's an N-word spray.
Oh, most of them spray.
All right. I'm done listening to you. You just read the words printed. Don't you? No more improvising.
That's not that dance. You're going to fall off that wire.
Hey, Richard Jewell, no talking.
You got anything against me?
You got anything?
You got anything?
You ain't got no case. It's an N-word spray. What did he just say? We're canceled.
A new survey.
I do agree with Bray, though. It is kind of an N-word spray. Because when that thing hits your hands, first off, you smell like tequila, and the next thing you know, your khakis look like you just, you know, right in the bathroom. It's every single pump, for whatever reason, that stuff doesn't just land in your hand. It's, it jumps. And that one's the worst. They even have a warning on it that said, this thing's an N-word. Don't hit it too hard. And I'm like, Brady must have written that.
I'll take the signs down.
Man, when you say that word, please, in this day and age, slow down.
N-word.
Yes. Say ward. Yes. Yeah, don't say it the way you said it again. It's like the way you say Sciota. It's Scioto. You have a little accent on that. Oof. We all heard it.
A new survey asked people if it's acceptable to have sex with your partner when you're staying in the guest bedroom at someone's house.
No. It is fun, but it is not acceptable.
Yeah.
45% of people say it's acceptable.
They're wrong.
31% say it's not.
Yeah.
And 23% aren't sure.
They're idiots. You don't
Men
have
are
sex.
Way more likely than women to say it's acceptable.
Well, the difference is,
of course.
Yeah, the difference is, do you want to and will you are a higher percentage. Is it appropriate? Absolutely not. It's not appropriate to bang in someone's guest room as their guest. You just don't do it. It's like, you know, the same as working their remote control. It's their house. You don't treat it like, you know, your sex dungeon, and you don't go raiding their fridge. And you, when they say make yourself at home, you don't go humping all over the place.
But if it's a tent in the backyard, that's a whole new.
Well, I don't know what kind of friends you have that's their guest room, but okay. It's Skid Row.
There's a new trend in workout clothes. The latest workout trend is wearing skin-colored gear, like bike shorts, leggings. So people do a double take because they think you're working out naked. A couple of pictures for the example.
Hopefully there's some decent examples there.
Yeah, I can see that. What is an inward spray anyway? What do you mean?
Inward?
No, inward, inward, Brady. You did it again. Inward.
Inward.
You're saying inward.
No, I'm not.
Inward. Say it better.
Spell it out.
Just spell it out. Are you guys hearing what I'm hearing?
There's no I in what you're saying.
No, you're saying
N-word.
N-word. That's N-word. You said it again.
Yeah. N-word?
And you did it again. Stop it.
Say in.
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 Word.
Word.
Yes. You say N-word.
Now combine them.
N-word.
No. That was better. That was better.
N-word.
That's a little off. N-word. You got to say
Why are you going ward?
Because I want you to say ward because, rather than word.
Yeah.
That's
in
why.
Ward.
That's better. Inward spray.
Yeah.
What is an inward spray? See, when it's, I say it, it sounds like inward, doesn't it?
Instead
it like
of spraying it right. out, it's going in a different angle.
Going in
like in other words, you
the
hit
bucket?
The pump and it went, I thought it was going this way. Like
towards, that's the out. So when it comes towards you, it's an outward spray.
Yeah.
when it goes towards a thing, it's a racial
towards
slur.
Towards the bottle.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think that phrase has ever been said. Inward spray.
No. And not a good band name. I'm always looking for the next great, but that is not the good band name.
You got to smash hit.
No, you don't.
No.
You got to smash hit.
Oh, you're going to get hit.
You're right. Yeah. 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 You just stop it.
Shalina Casanova and her ex-husband recently split, and now they're trying to set a trend. It's celebrating the divorce.
Yeah, divorce party.
And they did a little photo spread.
Oh, that's nice.
Holding up signs that saying, yes. And then the other one's holding it, will you divorce me, on one knee?
It's definitely a reason to celebrate. I mean, come on.
Yes, will you divorce me?
Yeah, and the point they're celebrating, it's amicable, and they're also saying the kids, they're being great parents to the children that they have.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Not many divorces go like this, no, though. I mean, really. Come on.
No.
Come on. Definitely not.
I want a divorce now. The one's holding, and the other one says, I wanted a divorce yesterday.
Ah, that's right. They're having a good time with it. Hey-o.
A sumo champ.
He raped me. I'm sorry. We'll end it here. He's the grossest, slimiest rapist of all time. I better leave.
Exit stage left.
Yeah, I should probably not be here anymore. Where's the gun? Put it in my mouth.
There's a 27-year-old woman named Helen Del Popolo. She lives in Westfield, New Jersey.
Oh, West Philadelphia.
She's a middleweight national champion in sumo wrestling.
Oh, she's going to be hot.
Last week, Helen went to her former roommate's house in Pennsylvania to get the cat back. An actual pet. She
all right.
Brought her friend.
That one. She wasn't getting her groove back.
Thanks for the blueprint.
No, because she was there with another lady, her friend who's a mortician.
Wow.
And they kicked down the door, the house, to get the cat.
The mortician and the lady? This is an OJ robbery for a cat.
Yep, and they both were arrested for burglary and breaking and entering, criminal trespass, and assault. But she believes everything will be dismissed.
Okay.
Because she said there was no striking or anything like that. I didn't use any of my sumo moves.
Yeah, she didn't use her deadly weapons to get her pussy.
Not her?
Yep. That's her?
That's her, middleweight.
What I was expecting
sumo.
It now.
That's her, bro.
Okay. It looks like one of the Goonies, I think.
It's Sean Astin in the Goonies.
That's a sumo wrestler? I expected her to be bigger.
A lot bigger.
We got full body
middleweight,
shots?
So probably a buck 60 maybe, weighing in.
Do you think middleweight is the same in sumo as it is in boxing?
American sumo, maybe.
No kidding.
Female sumo?
Yeah,
probably.
Female.
Oh, that's, yeah. Well, middleweight's 160. I guess a heavyweight
female
would be like, yeah. Because those fellas are pushing 4 bills.
Yeah, because light heavy probably is.
And who's watching?
Men
would
be like 225 or something like that.
Who wants to see the little sumo wrestlers?
It's probably the hottest ticket in town, John.
Please. Middleweight sumo. What a waste of time middleweight sumo is. I want jumbo sumos or nothing.
Yeah, you want the danger of them falling on you at the table next
right.
to you.
Well, the diaper and the fat guy, that's sumo wrestling. It's not people in shape sumo wrestling. That's boring. That's wrestling.
Three teens in Deltona, Florida, were driving around 2 a.m. on Sunday looking for cars to break into, and someone's Ring doorbell cam got them on video. The person was at work when he got an alert that showed them trying to break into a truck in his driveway. So he was still in a great spot to catch them. Because he happens to work as a police helicopter pilot.
Oh, wow.
So he's up in the air, and the alert came through on his phone, so he used the helicopter's night vision camera to track him down.
Oh, man.
What am I looking at? This is the camera.
That's got to be the Ring
camera.
That's
the doorbell. Yeah,
that's the doorbell camera of him breaking into the truck, which is in Florida style, parked in the grass while a perfectly good driveway is unused.
The other people had to go to work.
Yeah, but still, the
in
truck's
the driveway.
Not, yeah, that's just terrible. So, yeah, the other 5 cars that are normally in the driveway are already at their overnight shifts. No offense, Brett.
Ah, thanks.
You lived the life of a Floridian for 17 years.
Oh, yes.
So how did the helicopter guy get involved?
The Ring cam.
It's his house.
Alerted his phone while he was up in the chopper.
While he's chopping. I gotcha. Yeah. Okay, I didn't know he was up.
He's like, I'm swinging over there. Houston night vision. See what's going trail on the house. Car.
He had nothing better to do while he's up in Deltona 1.
They got a stolen vehicle.
Look at that.
Oh, man.
I was supposed to go up in Firebird 1 once, and I was so excited about that. God, that was – I want that so much. I don't think they'll allow me in it anymore.
Why?
I think you're not supposed to have, like, normals in there. Although my buddy Sharpnick did it.
No more Jaffos.
Is that
nice Blue Thunder reference.
For some reason, I thought of the Randy Macho Man Savage's brother, the Poffos. They don't allow the Poffos ruin it.
Oh, yeah, we're getting in the chopper.
You're ruining it for everyone, Poffos.
We'll end it with a couple of radio videos.
All right.
The first one is the horse video that you'd sent yesterday.
Oh, this is unreal.
On the track. Yeah.
Is it on the track or the horse?
It looks like it was on the track.
So the horse just kind of loses its. Yeah, they're training it, and it gets a little rogue. And then
it was the fifth race.
And what you're
supposed to do? Pimlico.
It's the champ from. It's back again with him. Somebody emailed me, by the way, and said, "I remember, or I've never heard of the champ in my life. I just watched the scene with. I'm blubbering at work, you idiot! And I just watched the one scene. Come on, champ, bring it back. Yeah, he had a racehorse too, and his dad sold it in the champ for. Drinking money and gambling bets. So this horse is like just off and doing its thing. And this lady, your job is to, oh man, that's hard to
lay out.
So it's just on this thing and the horse is running towards these two people. And you're supposed to wave your arms and redirect the horse. Well, the horse redirects itself right into this woman. And I mean, it is full on Jack Tatum, Daryl Stingley stuff going on. That is
out.
That is a form tackle too. Heads up, play 60.
Boom.
Yeah, she's got some. Every internal organ is in her back. And I don't know what this Amish guy's doing, but. Oh, my God. No.
7 million views.
Not getting run over. Oh, that's what he's doing.
Yeah, he knows better.
Yep.
Yeah, he's kind of redirecting it. But they are on a track. You're right. I didn't notice that before. They're on a grass track.
What's interesting is the story you told about Thomas Wells.
Yeah.
His hometown in Ayr, Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
His backyard is right across the street is the.
Is a racetrack?
Looks exactly like that.
No,
horse
maybe
track.
That's a Sweet Maggie.
Yeah, I wonder.
That's my mama. You're making fun of me, Mom. You bastards.
No, Wee Maggie would drop that horse.
Wee Maggie would have grabbed that horse by the upper lip and pulled it to the ground.
Oh, my God. Yeah, there's some good still shots of when the horse decides to say F you to that lady. Because it's starting to run, and then it's like, screw this. That's a person. I can run that over. I don't know if she's alive or dead, though.
Her purse is up in the air.
Yeah, well, you know. He's a decent horse. He didn't take her stuff. Although he had every right.
He's an inward horse.
Oh, wow.
Inward. Wow. Inward. Because that's the inward track. He's right. The grass is always the inward track. Inward. Oh, Brady, have you started a nightmare on this show? The grass track's always the inward
track.
Well,
the infielders in baseball.
No, no. Don't justify. You'll just dig a deeper hole.
Stay quiet, Brady. Take his advice.
All the way from since, yeah. Am I right, Tom?
Oh, cowboy, are you right? Pipe down. No apology. Just move on.
The final radio video.
By the way, while Brady was being racist, Castellanos went deep 4-0 Reds.
The final radio video is a guy who decided to cut down his own tree in his front yard. Didn't go.
This is not a
small
tree.
It didn't follow the direction that he wanted to go.
Well, we're not talking about a 15-footer either.
No, this it's is, a large
this is
tree.
This is a redwood.
This is why maybe call the professionals in on this. But
this tree was, this is.
Okay.
It's got sound, too. Get the audio. It's an 80-foot tree. Thing is huge. And why is he cutting it down? It's quite lovely. That's the house that it's hitting.
You got to get to right at the very beginning when he's yelling right as it's falling.
I think he's yelling damn it or something.
Yeah. Here we go. Oh, wait. Here we go.
Oh, God damn it!
Yeah, you hear that loud in your neighborhood.
God damn it!
And then
where did he think that was going to
another
fall?
Minute? Yeah. Basically, so mad.
Yeah, what did he. Have you ever seen professionals cut down a tree? They don't take. Neighborhood trees down by the base.
He was either taking out street lights or cars in the
whatever
street.
Whatever direction that goes down is a house.
Yeah.
He must have enough of a side yard, but it started going inward.
Enough. Oh, stop it. Brett is liking this far too much. The cackling on this side is worse than you, because now you've got an audience for it, so you won't stop.
Oh, he had one rope. Look at the tiny rope he has
but
on it.
Bottom line is, all right, both of you, get out of the room. Take a lap. What's the matter with you two kids? You need to settle down.
Get a hold of yourself.
Brady started it.
We know who started it. We have to stop encouraging it. If you keep giggling, he's going to keep doing it.
I got a crowd, man.
It reminds me of what Cowboy did when I said the homo F word. He giggled like a schoolgirl. Like, this is why I say it. I've got a good audience for this kind of stuff. They love when I say the word, and Brady has an audience now. Brett, it's thin ice, buddy.
Don't. You're working on it. You're working on it. I know you. I've known you for a long time. You've got something brewing in your head, and you're trying to work something.
Sure.
Don't do it. No. You know what? Be introspective right now. And don't do it. Don't you do it. No. No.
No.
No.
No.
No.
Okay.
Like Caesar Milan.
See, he doesn't understand. He keeps saying because Brad encouraged it. He's like, you got to be on the same page. It's like my wife always said. Why does everyone laugh when I say wife? I have a wife. It's true. I have a wife. No, I do. What? Psst, psst, stop it, audience. Stop it. Psst. Don't. I know you've got it on deck. I'm looking at it. It's like a fart. It's like a fart.
I got a gem.
Don't. No. That's your Brady report. It might be the last one. It's 98.
Our country is facing a major crisis. We need to find out what's causing it.
K-U-P-D. You want to get away, far away, to a place people aren't. You know what'll get you there? A Jeep. That's right, an off-road machine with a big lift and big tires. A rolling definition of go big or go home. And at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Jeep during the Jeep Adventure Days. Happening now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.